This is the audio walking tour microcosm, and Bob Steen, the Dean of the School of Social Sciences of Rice University, said, Hillcroft is disorganized but not necessarily unorganized development. It is what Houston is all about. When you go from one end of Hillcroft to the other end, you cross every ethnic and racial group in our city. As a result, I want to say it's a microcosm. Today we're going to be starting out at 62 Bel Air Boulevard at the corner of Hillcroft. We'll be doing a little stretch of that microcosm all the way down to Bissonnette, and we're going to be headed south. I'm actually at the front doors of the Fiesta Mart, and I'm going to be headed to the corner of Bel Air and Hillcroft to get the walk started. But if you haven't already, you are going to pass a lot of food shops, as well as Fiesta has a lot of vendors outside. There's going to be a lot of taco trucks. If you'd like to get something along the way, our end destination is Bayland Park, and so you could eat and have a little luncheon with the things that you've collected. Do a little sports. It should be a nice day, whatever time of day that you've chosen. And I'm still headed towards that corner. I chose this stretch because I actually grew up sandwiched between this little mile run within the neighborhood in Hillcroft. So it's pretty familiar to me. And I hope you've noticed already that it's a very bustling area. Maybe my voice is overpowering it, but there are a lot of cars, and even on your walk, you're probably not going to be alone. There are kids walking to and from school. There are people taking public transportation on their bikes. It's actually pretty active. I know that a lot of parts of Houston may be a little bit more quiet and subdued, but Hillcroft does have a lot to offer. It's a pretty colorful place. I'm at the corner of Hillcroft now in Bel Air, and I'm going to be headed south. Be careful when you cross this intersection. And we're now in the middle of the island, stopped by traffic. There is a 24-hour cash checking facility with neon lights just towards the left. And I know as a kid I was pretty keen on the thought of neon lights and colorful signs everywhere, and sometimes you can't shake kind of that childhood memory, because I think maybe the adult eye is a little bit more critical. And for me, especially growing up to going to Fiesta all the time, it seemed to really reflect a more multicultural palette, especially in our house. The area might seem predominantly Latino, but I grew up here. I'm not Latino. I don't speak Spanish. But it didn't hinder me or my family from, I guess, feeling at home and providing all the things that we needed in order to cook a lot of West Indian meals, a lot of Trinidadian meals, a lot of Jamaican meals, because we realize we share a lot of the same ingredients. Now passing a lot of those signs we were talking about, insurance agency, a discotheque already, and two taco trucks, and a car dealership. And I know that growing up too, because there was so much at my fingertips, so much at my grandmother's fingertips, she didn't drive. So for her, this was a very pleasant little stretch because she could walk to her conveniences. And that's a little dash of freedom, just because if you can't drive in Houston, most of the time you feel really stuck. And of course, a car is definitely still necessary, but here it definitely makes it a lot easier. now crossing over Edgemore Drive, still headed south on Hillcroft. We're coming up on apartments that you'll see a lot on this stretch as well of Hillcroft. Always different colors. They've been painted a million times and pretty much baked by the Houston sun, so they're faded and they're, but then there are pops of blue, there are pops of red, now slightly, I guess, a rose pink. And the traffic near us whizzing by. To the right, in the middle of this stretch, there's a fairly large island that they've eliminated lower down on Hillcroft, but we still have it here, our little patch of grass and earth. They did it in order to widen the lanes. And I see at this time right now, there's a little bit of construction going on. Hopefully they'll preserve it. There are definitely a lot of schools also within the neighborhood, just a few streets down. I went to elementary school. That's when we lived in this area. It was basically all my elementary school career. And I guess I can tell this now, but my dad would pick me up, and we lived so close to where I went to school, but I guess too far for me to walk because I was in kindergarten at the time, that he would pick me up, you know, and drive, and he would basically reverse all the way back home, which I thought was very thrilling at the time. Kind of like that contained excitement when you're on a roller coaster. I don't know, my dad is pretty fun like that, and then he always added the disclaimer, don't tell your mother. So we're passing the Candlewick Apartments and coming up to Jasmina Street. There is a taco truck here that I know I've seen because I still come back to the area quite often. That's always pretty much parked, so I'm pretty confident if you want to get something to eat, there are tortas, burritos, enchiladas, gorditas. There's quite a variety of things. Hopefully you'll see some things that you haven't seen before, or if you don't or you're not familiar with something, you know, just pick it up. Just try it. We're also passing a neon green and brown Dollar More washateria with red and blue brightly painted letters and a map of El Salvador on the back. Also, hairdressers and insurance companies. And you'll notice there's a little shop with a painting of Guadalupe on the door. And there's one also further down. There's two black magic shops, in case you're wondering if you need any spells or potions or spices, or if you need incense, you can get it there too. It's a great place to stop in and just look around. There's a lot of figurines and candles. We're passing a We Sold Winning Texas Lottery sign at the Sunny Food Store, so you might want to get a lotto ticket. I guess they're lucky. And Fruitlandia is also over here to the left, which is an amazing name. But I do encourage you to try the foods, and I hate to be a bug about it, but it's important for me because I realized growing up, even with my differences with people, I knew that people were different, came from different backgrounds, and we all looked differently. But I guess in my family, we're pretty multicultural, so I didn't really think about it until I started going to school, and I realized, like, they don't eat what I eat. Why doesn't your food look like my food? And I realized the situation was that we all eat different things, but everyone has their own type of food, and everyone has their own type of traditional meals. And I wasn't very shy about asking for a taste. And I know a lot of food comes with a disclaimer. This is spicy, or this is kind of, you know, chewy, or this is kind of crunchy or dry. But I still dove in, and I still tried it. Right now, it's just the school bus picking up kids. And we're still passing another stretch of apartments in light gray with a black gated fence. May not seem like much, but there's still a lot of activity here. People are up and starting their days. Don't know what time of day you'll be here, but there's always activity. And if you want to know more specifically about the area that we're in a pocket south of an area called Galton, and west of Bel Air and east of Sharpstown. And hopefully you'll be a little bit more adventurous. I encourage you to travel further north and south of Hillcroft and explore the area for a lot of different types of shops and mostly restaurants. And right now we're passing a bakery to the left of us and a disco. And also we're coming up towards Drewby's, which was very important when we were growing up. It's a Middle Eastern, I guess, convenience. It's very much larger than a convenience shop, but it just contains not only, you know, grocery products, but also CDs and DVDs and jewelry and, you know, household cleaning items. It's kind of like our Walmart, but it's a lot nicer than seeing a Walmart. And it has a beautiful kind of deep blue top. And almost directly across from where I grew up, we can see the kind of ranch-style homes on the other side of the street, past the island, quite a ways away. Now we're passing over Evergreen Street, and this is very important as a marker because it's one of the first car dealerships we'll be passing. There was one further down, but it was very small. This one is predominantly a car dealership. And if you look at it, it's this beautiful, rich, bright yellow and red. And at the very top, it's important because there are flags. And there are quite a number of flags represented. And you'll notice that around all of the car dealerships here is that you'll have this array of different flags showing. And right now I can see Panama, Venezuela, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Ecuador, the Texas flag, of course, and United States flag, but also Israel. And it was a small game that I played. I come from a background where we're kind of a melting pot. My grandfather said, you know, we don't need a color TV because we got all kinds of color in here. Every type and every creed and background, race, religion, whatever. It's in my family, but I liked knowing that because they're... Sometimes you find out interesting things about people and these places that they're from. But with the flags especially, I would just ask what country is that. You find out a person that's from there and what they eat and their language. And, you know, some people may think like, oh, how dare you be so rude. But I really meant it, especially as a child, but still to this day, I meant it in a very genuine, beautiful kind of way because it was this wonderful way of meeting people, of meeting different types of people instead of isolating ourselves if we live all on top of each other, especially. Now we're coming up to the White House apartments. Not exactly white. They were at one time. Now they're this kind of beigeish color. I don't know if they were darker brown and probably faded. Kind of a southern style predominant front to them. a little more quiet than the other apartments just because there are lots in the backside. And again, we're coming up to probably three more auto shops, not only on the left side of the street, but on the right side. And the different flags that they have represented. I think I see El Salvador on the other side of the street. And I think that's Tanzania. It's amazing when you start learning them, how you see them and you notice it. It's definitely not easy, but you start becoming familiar. Up to the left, one of the flags I haven't seen yet, there's Brazil. There's Israel again. And we're just walking towards it. I think it's quite an important thing. I was reading that time is perceived differently by the brain. Yes, time is time and it's definite, but we perceive time differently if we do the things that we're used to doing or the habitual movements. They're to the point where you don't have to think about them. It's kind of like showering in the morning. You don't really think about picking up the bar of soap. You don't think about turning on the water, you just do them, and so that time is kind of insignificant. It really flows by quickly. Now we're at the corner of Bissonnette and Hillcroft. We'll be making a right on Bissonnette. Be careful again crossing this intersection. It's a pretty large one. And I'm crossing now. But again, about that time being perceived differently, it's the fact that when you have new experiences, when you do things unfamiliar to you, it's kind of like this long process of discovery. It's the way that you probably remember your first birthdays a lot more vividly than, you know, your 27th or some, you know, kind of your 34th, kind of an odd number in between. And the one thing about this neighborhood, it's always constantly changing as well. There are a lot of shops and stores that I swear I remember were here, and now there's something else. Or just something as small as painting a building. It may not seem like a big deal, but there's a different touch of color in the neighborhood that I don't know, I've always been very aware of. So the park is very close. So we're already here. It's on the right-hand side, the beginning of the park, the gated area. The entrance is further up, so you'll have to keep walking. I'm not sure what you bought. It's my time of day is differently, so I have a few breakfast tacos, but there are benches, there are barbecue pits, there are any people here. There's a nice little kind of tree shaded area, wooded area. There's a track that runs around the park. My mother was pretty avid about always taking us to the park and always going to the library. Those are the two things that we had to do at least, you know, once a week or a few times a week. And I think I always loved the neighborhood for that because the park was never empty, and it isn't now. Because when people get off work, they are off of work. Or even if it's the weekend, it is the weekend. You don't talk about it, about work during the week. You don't talk about the stress. And I think maybe it's a, I don't know, maybe it's a cultural thing because my parents are also like that. And it was a great thing to come to a place and enjoy a place and not bring anything to a place, but to have a good time. And it's just, I don't know, it's just the way they are. I love that about them. If you haven't gotten something to eat across the street, you can get pupusas, you can get, there's actually a West Indian restaurant that has more Jamaican cuisine. I'm turning right into the park entrance right now. A lot of people jogging, a lot of people running, two soccer ball games going on. And maybe you can join in, maybe you could take a seat and have a bite, but I'm gonna enjoy the rest of my day. Thank you.